Mike Osborne for WMOT News at 4 minutes past. A bill before the Tennessee legislature seeks to hide autopsy reports from the public. During committee testimony, Knox County Medical Examiner Dr. Darinka Malusnik recalled the autopsy of an infant who died from herpes inherited from the birth mother. Dr. Malusnik believes the mother's right to privacy was violated by making the autopsy public.
She is the one out there in the world with herpes 1 and herpes 2 was devastated to her. And I didn't really think that that should be information available to everybody, her neighbors or family members that she didn't actually want to know.
But Deborah Fisher with the Tennessee Coalition for Open Government notes that there are already many restrictions on autopsy releases, and she says reporters frequently use the reports to challenge official claims.
The report really didn't match what the official story was of what happened in a suspicious death, so they are important in terms of government accountability.
Fisher cites a case where a reporter used an autopsy to reveal that a Memphis SWAT team had shot a child in the head during a botched raid and then tried to cover the incident up. She cites a second example where police reported a suspect had been shot and killed in a scuffle with a police officer. But the autopsy revealed the suspect had actually been shot while moving away from the officer. Fisher says the bill is too broad and a narrower solution should be found to both protect privacy and maintain public access. The bill appears to be stalled for the moment in both the House and Senate. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.